One Man's Family, brought to you by TABCIN, Tabsin, the new improved antihistaminic compound cold tablets made by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. One Man's Family is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. Today we present Chapter 7, Book 73, entitled A Day for Jubilation.
Friends of One Man's Family, this is Paul Barber. You've just heard the name of the new product which is to be sponsored on this show by Miles Laboratories, Tabsin. I'm not going to try to explain Tabsin because that's the job of our announcer. All I want to do is make you aware that Tabsin is an antihistaminic tablet for colds and hay fever, that it's made by a manufacturer of drugs and medicines with a worldwide reputation, and that we're bringing it to you on One Man's Family because we have great faith not only in Miles Laboratories, but in what they say about Tabsin. Join with us in making this new product welcome as a permanent part of One Man's Family. Thank you.
The postman who delivers the mail in the Seacliff District of San Francisco sorts his letters in the post office preparatory to his customary rounds. He glances at the names and plops the letters into his leathern sack. They're familiar names. Quite a little bundle for Henry Barber. Not the usual type of letter Mr. Barber receives. Something special at that household? Mr. Paul Barber, letter with a foreign stamp. A couple of circulars for Jack Barber next door. Mr. Rexford Frome, Mrs. Christine Abbott, Claudia Barber Lacey. Ah, here's that letter from England she's been waiting for. He shoulders his bag and starts for Seacliff, where Henry and Fanny Barber are still abed.
Yes, sir.
Why, Henry, we haven't slept this late in years.
Oh, inexcusable.
It's a lovely morning. The sun is out for your birthday.
Huh?
Happy birthday, my dear. Happy, happy birthday. 75. And what a proud age, Henry. That's such a nice sound. 75.
Oh, just another day as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, Henry, you're an old fraud. Why, you've been looking forward to your 75th birthday for weeks, and you know it.
Yes.
Do you want me to give you your present now, or would you rather wait until tonight when everybody's here?
Annie, I told you I didn't want a big fuss made over my birthday.
Oh, very well, Henry. I've asked everybody in the family to come over for a supper to celebrate tonight, but I can telephone them and say you didn't want them.
Huh?
Judge Hunter and Dr. Thompson were coming too, you know.
Well, if you've gone to all that trouble...
Oh, no trouble at all. I'll get up right now and start calling them. Where did I put my robe? Oh, yes.
Well, here, let me help you, my dear.
Why don't you just stay in bed and rest, and I'll bring you some breakfast.
No, I'm up now.
Well, if we're not going to have any party, you ought to at least let me pamper you by bringing you some breakfast. I'll make some waffles.
Oh, Fanny, I don't...
Paul said he was going to stay home from the airport today, and we'll see if he and Clifford won't have breakfast with us. Well, you won't object to that much of a celebration, will you?
Fanny, if you've made plans, why,
I know. If you feel it to be a strain on you, why, to be silly, you...
Who said anything about it being a strain?
Well, it is confusing with a lot of people.
Are you implying that I'm not up to a party? I have a birthday, and suddenly I'm an old man who has to be coddled.
I'm simply doing what you suggested, Henry.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Huh?
That's Paul and Clifford wishing you a happy birthday.
Yes.
Let them in, Henry. I want to go in and fix myself up a little. I'm a sight. I'll only be a minute.
Hey, can we come in?
Come in.
Happy birthday, dear father.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Put it there, Dad. Congratulations.
Thank you, my boy.
Dad, congratulations and much happiness.
Thank you, Paul. Sit down.
We've been coming by your door for the last half hour, waiting to hear some sign of life in here. We finally decided to wake you up.
Oh, I've been awake for a long time. I thought I'd let your mother sleep. She needed the rest. Had breakfast?
No, we thought we'd have it with you, Mom.
Good. We're going to have waffles.
Oh, man. Is Mom going to make them?
Certainly. Why, those things that Mrs. Kettleman makes are like leather. Waffles with real maple syrup and a piece of ham or some bacon, maybe.
Oh, Dad, you're killing it.
Hey, Mom, hurry up. We're starving to death.
What?
Oh, nothing. Never mind.
Are you looking forward to tonight, Dad?
Yes.
Be nice to have your old pals, Judge Hunter and Dr. Thompson, here, won't it?
Oh, they'll have a great time joking me about my age. You see, I'm 6 months older than the judge and 9 months older than that dried-up pilpit. And when my birthday rolls around, I just jump ahead of them for a while, and they take great pleasure in referring to me as the old man.
You look 10 years younger than either of them.
Yeah, I'll tell them that tonight.
Well, hey, don't tell them I said it.
That'll make that medicine man sputter. Oh, we'll have a great time this evening. It's nice to have a birthday, isn't it? Good time to get your family and friends together.
Ah, there comes our lady. Good morning, Mom.
Morning, Paul. Clifford.
Hiya, Mom. Gee, you look pretty.
We slept so late, my eyes are all puffy. But it was good for your father to have that nice rest.
Huh? We've been talking over the party tonight.
Oh?
Yep. Dad's going to tell the judge and Dr. Thompson that he's heard on good authority they look at least 10 years older than he does. Is that right, Dad?
Yes, sir.
Then you've changed your mind, have you, Henry? The last I heard, your father said he didn't want any fuss made over his birthday.
Oh, nonsense. You misunderstood me, Fanny. Why, by fuss, I meant, well, naturally, I don't want any fuss. However, I don't consider that an evening with the family and a few friends falls into that category.
Oh.
Why, certainly we're going to have a party.
Fanny.
Yes, Henry?
The boys and I are looking forward to those waffles you promised.
Oh, yes. I'll go right down and make you all a nice big breakfast. Why don't you just leave on your robe, Henry? You can shave and shower later.
Wait a minute.
We'll pamper you today.
Fanny.
Yes?
I hope you didn't misunderstand about this evening. I'm looking forward to it. And I appreciate your going to all the trouble and having everybody over. I didn't mean for you to call it off or anything like that, you know.
Henry, I know I had no intention of calling it off. You see, I haven't lived with you for more than 50 of your 75 years without knowing you pretty well.
Yes.
Here is the year's most striking news about fighting colds. It's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin for colds. Tabsin is new. Tabsin, the improved formula, is more effective. Yes, Tabsin offers you a new and better antihistaminic cold tablet because it is a compound tablet made with a new and improved formula. Tabsin offers you a better way to check cold symptoms fast because Tabsin contains not one, but three medically active ingredients compounded together in each tablet. Tabsin is a better balanced cold-fighting formula because it is a compound of antihistaminic, analgetic, and antipyretic ingredients, all combined in one tablet to give more complete relief for your cold. The antihistamine checks the sneezing, sniffling of a cold and relieves the irritation in the nose and throat. The analgetic action relieves the ache all over feeling and soreness. The antipyretic action helps to reduce the fever. Tabsin is better in another way because it also contains a special ingredient that is designed to counteract the dull feeling and drowsiness. Tabsin is better to take because it is a coated tablet and easy to swallow. When you first feel a cold coming on, take Tabsin quick. See how fast you feel better. Get a package of Tabsin today and have it ready when the next cold strikes in your family. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, the improved antihistaminic cold tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. For 2 long weeks, there's been no word of Claudia's husband, Nicky, now in England on business. But this morning, the postman left an airmail letter.
Oh, Hazel, thank you for coming. Come in. Well, you look like a new woman. Oh, the postman must think I'd lost my mind. When I saw it was a letter from Nicky, I just stared at him. I couldn't speak. Sit down. I'll read it to you. It's a wonderful letter. I phoned Dad, too. I was so excited, I even forgot to wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, Claudia, I'm so happy for you. When was the letter written?
14 days ago.
14 days ago?
Oh, but he's all right. Look, see if you can read this pencil scrawl on the back of the envelope. Here.
My goodness, what an odd hand. That is Nicky, certainly.
Can you make it out?
Dear Mrs. Lacey.
It says, Dear Mrs. Lacey, please forgive me. I forgot to mail this. And you see, it's signed Angus McCullough McGraw.
And who's he, for goodness sake?
The old caretaker at the Belfordshire house. Oh, that must be Dad. Dad, come in. The door's open.
Yes. I came as soon as I could. So, you've really heard from Nicholas,
Happy
eh?
Birthday, Dad. Many, many happy returns.
Happy birthday, Father.
Yes.
Oh, it was nice of you both to come right over. I felt as if I'd have to talk to somebody or I'd pop. Sit down and I'll tell you all about it. Nicky's on an island off the coast of Scotland. A very rugged place, I gather. And the old caretaker at Belfordshire House forgot to mail his letter to me.
What's this now? What's this again? Who forgot what?
Dad, the letter was written 14 days ago. An airmail letter. Look. You see on the back of the envelope, This is scrawled in pencil. Please forgive me. I forgot to mail this. Angus McCullough McGraw.
Huh?
Don't you remember Nicky's stories about Angus? He's 90 years old.
Well, nevertheless, if he can't discharge his duties, you... Huh? How old?
90, Dad.
Oh, 90?
Mm-hmm. He still rides horseback and does his work around the place.
You don't say. Why, he's my senior by 15 years. Huh? Oh, it must be more than that. 15? 75, 80, 85, 90. 15. And still very active, eh?
See, Nicky mentions him in the letter. Let me read it to you.
Isn't this a grand surprise for your birthday, Father?
Yes.
Claudia, my dear, this was written from Belfordshire, January 29th. Tomorrow, this old house will swarm with workmen, and a last chapter in a noble history will be written, the end of Belfordshire. My solicitors have convinced me that this estate, like so many others in England, cannot be carried any longer. And so this old place, where seven generations of Lacys have lived and died, will become a veterans' hospital, and the broad green acres will be subdivided for little cottages.
Oh.
It had to be, Hazel.
Yeah, go on, Claudia.
Yes. I was sitting here in front of the fire this evening trying to keep warm. Chilled to the bone, as a matter of fact, and homesick for California. When Angus came in proudly with his nephew Donald, who has just flown down from Scotland. I knew Donald when we were boys. He's done very well as a writer, and we've had a fine reunion. He owns a hideaway lodge on an island off the coast of Scotland. Rustic, but reasonably comfortable. And he's invited me up there for a fortnight. Angus will look after things here. Donald tells me the mail is uncertain from the island, so please don't expect to hear from me until I return, 2 weeks from tonight.
Very interesting. No more about Angus, is there?
No, but I'll have Nicky write us all about him, Dad.
Yeah, let's see that envelope. The old man confessed his sins, eh?
Can you imagine Angus' consternation when he discovered he hadn't mailed that letter? Nicky says he's a dear old man, as honest as he can be.
Claudia, I hate to leave, but I really must go. I have some shopping to do.
Oh, of course, Hazel. Oh, see who that is, will you, Hazel?
All right.
You were a darling to come right over.
I wouldn't have missed it for anything, Claude.
This old man, what's his name, rides horseback, you say? Well, that keeps him in shape, no doubt. I remember when I used to...
Claudia, it's an overseas call.
Oh, it's Nicky. Hmm? I'll take it, Hazel.
Nicholas. Yes, you speak of the angels and you hear their wings.
Oh, thanks, Hazel. Hello? Yes, put him on. Oh, isn't this wonderful? Nicky, where are you? Yes, I did get the letter just today. Well, at the very least, I thought you'd run off with some other woman. Oh, Nicky... We were going to call you tonight. Hmm? Why, what a remarkable memory you have, Mr. Lacey. It is Dad's birthday. He's right here. Here, Dad.
Huh?
Take it.
Huh? Oh, here it is. Nicholas? Thank you, my boy. Yes, yes, but I hope you won't be too severe with Angus.
Father, you don't have to shout.
Huh? Oh, well, I hope so too, Nicholas. Oh, I'm a young fellow compared to your friend Angus. What, Nicholas? Oh, we're all very well.
Father.
Huh? No news here. Sharon Ann had chicken pox and Jack caught it. I say Jack caught it. Oh, yeah, he's all right now. He's going back to the office on Monday. I'm going over to his house when I leave here. Here, yes, I'll tell him. Well, Nicholas, when do you think you'll get home, eh?
Hey, Betty, shut it off for a minute, will you?
What did you say, Jack?
Shut off the vacuum, will you? The mail came.
Honestly, Jack, whenever you're home for a few days, I find little mounds of sawdust and old pieces of wire and pliers and things. Jack, darling, don't you ever pick anything up?
You asked me to fix things, Betty.
What'd you say about the mail?
I just got it. There was a letter for me from the Bowling Association.
Hammers and pliers and screwdrivers?
I'll pick it all up in just a minute. Betty, how about next weekend? Is it okay, huh? You know about going to Salinas with the bowling team?
Where's my dustcloth?
Dustcloth? Oh, here it is.
Thank you.
We leave Friday after work, see? It's a tournament, and the team sort of needs me, but I wouldn't want to go unless you felt all right about it.
I don't see how things get so dusty. I really don't.
There's some pretty important lawyers on the Salinas team, and it's a good thing to get around and meet a lot of fellas. You know that, Betty?
Hmm?
One of the guys on our team got a big probate case out of bowling in a tournament in Sacramento one time. Made a lot of dough out of it and bought his wife a fur coat.
A fur coat?
Yeah. We'd be back Sunday afternoon. It won't cost much because we're going to stay in private homes. I told the guys I'd go.
Before you even spoke to me about it?
Well, I mentioned it to you, Betty.
You mentioned it vaguely, Jack. I didn't know it was next Friday.
Hey, Betty, what have you got against bowling anyhow?
You're a father now. You've got six little girls. You're a family man, Jack. But if you want to go away next weekend, if that's more important to you, just go right ahead.
I can't go if you're going to feel like this about it, Betty.
Jack, if you think it's important, if it's business, well, go ahead. I don't know about these things.
Okay, I'll call them up and say I can't make it.
Don't you dare, Jack Barber. They'll think you're a henpecked husband.
Well, golly.
Jack, it's up to you. You do just as you think best. All I say is, it seems to me, maybe I'm wrong, but it seems to me as if you jump at any excuse to get out of the house.
Oh, Betty.
I get tired, too. But I don't go off to Salinas for a whole weekend to roll bowling balls with a bunch of lawyers.
Okay. Okay, I'll phone them anyway and tell them I can't make it.
If you do, I'll never forgive you. Jack, I mean it. I'd be furious.
Doggone it, you can't win. You can't even come out even.
Oh, Betty.
Yes, Nicolette?
Here's a funny thing. I found...
Jack. You're not feeling well?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm fine, Nicolette.
Oh, you had your head in your hands. I thought you were not feeling well.
Betty, you know Mother Barbara was looking everywhere for her copper chafing dish. Well, we have it.
No.
I found it on the bottom shelf in the kitchen. We borrowed it in November, you remember? Jack got it for us the night we had the bowling team here for supper. Recall?
Okay, I'll take it back right now.
No, I ran over with it. I haven't seen Father Barber yet to wish him happy birthday. But I thought you'd be glad to know we found it.
Yes, Nicolette, and I'm ashamed, too. Jack probably had to hurry away that night, and he just shoved the chafing dish back on the shelf.
Well, excuse me. I'll take it to Mother Barber right now.
Thank you.
Jack.
What?
I'm sorry.
For what?
I asked you to borrow the chafing dish, I guess. I put it away, too. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Jack, we don't want to go to the birthday party mad at each other. I'll take all the blame about the chafing dish.
Yeah, fine. It's all right.
Now, you clean up this terrible mess, and I'll finish the dusting.
Well, look, what about Selena's?
What about it?
Well, is it all right if I go?
Jack, darling, I said it was entirely up to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Dad.
Happy birthday, Father Barber. Come in. Nicolette just went over to see you. Guess she went out the back way.
Yes. I just stopped for a moment. Claudia has had a letter from Nicholas.
Yes. Hazel phoned us. Isn't it great?
Yes. I've been over there. Well, Jack, my boy, are you feeling all right?
Oh, sure, Dad. Swell. Happy birthday.
You look a little flushed.
Oh, he's just excited, Father Barber. He has a wonderful plan for next weekend. He's going to Salinas with the lawyer's bowling team. You tell Father Barber about it, Jack. I'll go see if there's an extra cup of coffee in the kitchen.
Oh, I don't believe I care for any coffee, thank you.
You'll get it anyhow. Say, Dad. Dad, sometimes, suppose we sit down alone somewhere and you tell me everything you've learned about women these last 75 years.
Back door.
Oh,
Paul.
Oh, hello, Nicolette. Come on in. Here, let me take that.
Oh, thank you. It's Mother Barbara's chafing dish. Isn't she home?
She's somewhere around, I think. I'll leave this thing right here, huh? Oh, let's go in and sit down.
I really should be getting
back. Oh, Jack and Betty can spare you for a few minutes. I haven't had a chance to talk to you for ages. Come on.
Well?
Let's go on through into the library. I think there's a fire in there.
All right. I suppose Mother Barbara is busy with preparations for the birthday party.
Oh, sure. There we are. Ah, that big chair by the fire is for you.
Well, I can't stay but a minute. I told Betty I would run over with the chafing dish and be right back. We borrowed it so long ago, and I just happened to see it this morning, and I thought it would be needed over here tonight. I'm doing all the talking. I think we're a little embarrassed. It's been so long since we talked together.
I know.
And so much has happened. Do you know, I've never had an opportunity to wish you happiness in your coming marriage. So now I do.
Thank you. I feel a little guilty that I haven't been over to see you. I want to tell you about Christine, but...
I know. You don't need to explain. You see, I know you very well, Paul.
I guess you do, all right.
And you know me pretty well, too. Well enough to realize that I am genuinely happy that you have found somebody you truly love. Yes?
Yes.
That wasn't so difficult, was it?
Oh, it wasn't that I had any doubt. It wasn't that.
It was awkward, sort of. But we won't let it be that way anymore. We are too good friends to be childish about something that is going to make you happy. Your marriage, I mean. Do you know when it will be yet?
No.
I understand that at the moment Christine... You don't mind if I call her Christine when I haven't met her?
Oh, please do.
Didn't I hear that she has gone out of town with her brother?
Yes. She's in Dallas, Texas right now.
Oh, so far away?
Yeah, I talked to her on the phone the other night.
Something worrying you?
Well, yes.
I know you don't like to talk about your personal life, but if you feel it might help to tell me, please do. If not, I leave it up to you. But I am a close-mouthed woman when it comes to keeping a secret. You know that.
Well, it isn't that I want to make a secret of this exactly, but I want to upset the family about it.
Of course, with your father's birthday and all that.
Yeah. Cliff knows something about the situation, but I haven't gone into details or told him anything since the night Chris and Rex left.
Paul, maybe it might be good for you to talk about it.
Maybe. You see, Chris and I are faced with kind of a problem. I'm afraid she's going to be away for quite a while.
What has happened, Paul?
Well, it seems that Rex has got Chris pretty upset. The night they left, he got worked up into a state where Chris was afraid he might do something violent.
To Christine?
No. To me or Dad, almost anybody in the Barber family, as a matter of fact.
Paul!
Sounds fantastic, I know, but he's very high-strung, you see, and as our marriage drew nearer, he somehow got the idea that the Barber family would never accept them and that I'd only make Chris unhappy and all sorts of wild notions.
So she felt she had to get him away?
That's right. So she accepted a concert tour she'd been offered, and she's keeping Rex with her as a kind of manager to keep him occupied and to keep his mind off the marriage. For the time being, at least.
Oh, Paul,
when
that...
I talked to her on the phone, I told her I was going to fly down there, but she was terrified at the idea. She begged me to wait for a while. So...
I am so sorry, Paul. I know how very, very hard it must be for you. Please come to me. Let me try to help if I can, won't you?
Well, thanks, Nicolette. I'm sorry to unload all...
Paul! Oh, Paul!
Mother Barbara is calling you, and I must go.
Yes, Mom. In the library.
All right.
Thanks, Nicolette.
I'm talking all over for you.
Oh, hello, Nicolette.
Mother Barbara, I brought your chafing dish over. Paul put it in the pantry.
Thank you, my dear. I wondered where that was. I might have known it was over Jack.
Will you excuse me if I run off? I must get back and help Betty. Goodbye. I'll see you tonight.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Paul, look what was in the mail. A letter from Teddy.
Huh? For me?
Of course it is. Here. Probably wrote it so it would get here on your father's birthday.
Oh, good. Well, well, my little occupation nurse in Germany.
Well, aren't you going to open it?
Hmm? Oh, yes.
Henry!
Oh, there's your father. We're in here, Henry. What does she say, Paul? It's been so long
since... Henry, this has been a day of good tidings. Claudia had a long letter from Nicholas, and you know what happened?
Yes, I talked to her on the phone. Now, Paul has a letter from Teddy he wants to read to us.
Yes, Teddy? Well, what does she have to say, Paul? By George, a birthday greeting from Teddy in Germany and from England.
Henry.
Yes? Yes.
She says, "Dear Paul and everybody, I just received your letter telling me that you are soon to be married. Please don't make it too soon, because I am trying to arrange to fly over for the big event. I can't wait to see Christine and you and everybody. I've only a second before I have to go on duty, but I did want to get this note off immediately. I will let you know in a week or so if I can make the trip. I hope this arrives for Father Barber's birthday. Wish him much love and happiness for me. Yours in haste and with all my love, as usual, from your devoted daughter, Teddy."
Dear Teddy.
Yes, yes. You know, Fanny, this is the finest birthday I ever had. And tonight we'll be surrounded by all our family. All of them happy.
Yes, Henry. It does seem as if everybody's problems have been worked out. Oh, I'm so glad it could be that way for your birthday.
In a family like the Barbers, something new is always popping up. And what is of interest to one barber is usually of interest to all.
Well, Fanny, I guess history really does repeat itself. I see here in the paper that they're reviving all those funny styles for women that were popular back in the 20s. Yeah, shingle bobs, lower waistlines, dangling earrings. Yeah, why, they're even bringing back the Charleston.
Yes, Dad, and the gals are really going for all that stuff. I guess there's nothing new under the sun after all.
Oh, yes, there is, and I'm glad you reminded me of it. Wait, just a minute.
Huh? What's your mother up to?
Oh, probably some newfangled potato peeler or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever it is, you can be sure we'll get a sales talk.
Now, here's my latest find, and I want everyone in this family to sit up and take notice. Tabson.
Tabson? Mm-hmm. Say, isn't that one of those new cold tablets they're talking so much about? Oh, hi, Paul. Come on in and hear Mom's lecture on Tabson.
Gladly. If Mom likes it, it must be good. Let's hear it.
It's the very newest and the best, according to Mr. Jameson at the drugstore. When you'd finished telling me about Tabson, I bought a bottle right then and there.
What's that name again?
Tabson. T-A-B-C-I-N. With all the colds around this time of year, we need something like Tabson on hand.
But what is there about Tabson, Mom? Why is it so outstanding?
Well, in the first place, Mr. Jameson says Tabson contains an effective antihistamine. Oh, dear. Well, anyway, it's for colds.
You mean antihistamine, that newest medical discovery in the treatment of colds?
Yes, and then, in addition, Tabson contains a... Oh, fiddlesticks. Now, where are those directions?
Here they are, Mom. Let's see now. In addition to the antihistamine, Tabson contains phenacetin, which provides analgetic and antipyretic action and thus offers more complete relief from the symptoms of the common cold than antihistaminic drugs alone. That sounds good.
Yeah. What did he say?
Yeah, Paul, what the heck is analgetic and antipyretic?
Antipyretic, fever reducing. Analgetic, pain relieving.
Huh?
Of course, Dad. For that headache, sore muscles, that achy feeling of a cold.
Tabson, eh? Yeah, sounds all right. Why, George, if it doesn't.
Yes, Tabson is all right. T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabson, the new and better antihistaminic compound cold tablet. Tabson is designed to go further in relieving a cold. Tabson is a compound, combining an effective antihistamine to check the sneezing and sniffling and relieve the stuffed-up nose, and analgetic to relieve aches and pains and reduce fever, and an extra ingredient to help counteract that dull, drowsy feeling. When you have a cold, Tabson offers you more complete relief because it is a more complete cold tablet. So, to check cold symptoms, take Tabson. Take Tabson quick. Remember the name, Tabson, T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabson for colds in the bright red package at all drugstores. You've just heard Chapter 7, Book 73 of One Man's Family, written and produced under the direction of Carlton E. Morse for T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabson, the new improved antihistaminic cold tablets made by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Chapter 8, entitled Father Barber Contemplates a Wedding Gift, will come to you next week at this same time. One Man's Family comes to you from California. Stay tuned now for the Quiz Kids on NBC.